Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate inspiration, education, and information. And you know what? Friends, I've got all three for you this weekend. I've got a really unique show this time. By the way, I'm enjoying this series, what's new and developing in the Flathead. And I've been having a great time bringing some awesome guests to the show to discuss what is new and developing in the Flathead. And it's not just real estate specific, although it's, you know, somewhat related to real estate. We've got some great guests on the horizon. So this series is not over yet, friends. And for those of you who want to play along and maybe provide your perspective and even some commentary on some of the content we share, you know, Matt does a great job of uploading these shows after the weekend to kjjr.com, our podcast for the show, where you can go back in time and check out the former content or listen to the past guests. You can also find the Flathead Home Show on Facebook. And that's where you can get really interactive and provide some great feedback and tag your friends and say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this is going on. And all other things, right? So I've been having a lot of fun bringing some great guests to this series. However, I wanted to just pause and provide perspective. In fact, I wanted to bring the topic of inflation to the table really fast. And since I couldn't find a guest who was brave enough to discuss this, I'm going to navigate these waters with my producer, Matt. Is that fine, Matt? Yeah. He's nodding his head, friend. So he's with me on this one. We're going to talk about affordability in perspective, okay? So buckle your seatbelts because I've got some data and I'm going to bring you some numbers here. And I like to caution people, like, there are no emotion inside numbers. There's emotion that we bring to numbers. So when I mention things like average sale price, I don't want you to spit out your coffee or, you know, wreck your car. Okay. Please don't do that. These are just numbers. So we bring emotion to the numbers. However, there are no emotion inside numbers. Before I bring all this to the table though, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Barango, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate. Thank you. Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, protecting what matters. Thank you. And Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Thank you, my friends, for bringing this show to the area for 3 years now. It's been awesome. Okay. No surprise to anyone out there that real estate has, gotten a little bit heavy, gotten a little hot. Okay. Let's talk about that. So the January median sales price report, I've got these numbers for you right here. Let's discuss what median is versus average. Median is if you throw all the numbers on the table and you draw a line right in the middle of them, there's your median number. Average is if you take all the numbers on the table and then divide by the sum of all those numbers, the number of them, that'll give you an average. Okay. Now, I would argue this, and I believe many people would, neither one of these tell the total story. They just provide a perspective to the story, especially when you compare them year over year, okay? So the median sale price for our entire MLS, okay? And let me describe that picture for you too. In fact, that might be a future show. Bring on the CEO of the MLS. We are participants. Your realtor is a participant of the Montana Regional MLS, Multiple Listing Services. And just for clarity, only real estate professionals are members of the MLS. This is not public data. Montana is a non-disclosure state. This information is not made available to the public because sale price is not recorded at the courthouse. I just dropped the mic for some people right there. There are only 12 other U.S. states that participate this, and we do this to protect the integrity and privacy of sale. Want more information about that? Comment at kjjr.com or the Facebook page, The Flathead Home Show. Listen, the median sales price for the entire MLS, our whole region, which is geographically speaking from Great Falls all the way this way, from Missoula all the way this way, up to the borders of Idaho and Canada. So there you go. The average sale price for the last 12 months in the MLS, just over $400,000. This represents a 25% increase over 2021, which was 320 flat. In 2020, now let's be real, January of 2020, that was still a normal month. We barely had any conversation about this coronavirus COVID-19 thing. That really didn't hit the table or start impacting us economically until late March, early April, okay? That's when things started to go, quote, bonkers. Yeah, I'll say that, okay? However, so that means when you're looking at January of 2020, you're looking at a very, quote, normal market. $282,500 was our average, our median sale price for the entire MLS. It's up now to $400,000. Growth? Yes. Okay, I want to give you the numbers really fast as a percentage for both for flathead, Kalispell, and whitefish. Okay, so in the flathead, our median sale price, 5.25. That's right, friends, 525, higher than the rest of the MLS. Up 36.4% over 2021, and 2021 was up 16.7% over 2020. This is massive growth. And every economic professor will tell you that 20% growth year over year is not sustainable. So should we anticipate a shift? Yeah, you betcha. Okay, so let's see here. Kalispell up 32% and whitefish up 20% median sale price year over year. Okay. Have no fear though. We're about to break these numbers down. However, friends, I know, cliffhanger, I've got to take a break. We need to hear from our great sponsors really fast. And when I come back, I'm going to fly through these numbers with you because guess what? Yes, there is hope. I promise you. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flat at Home Show. We're talking about affordability in perspective. I'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
Welcome back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha, and we're putting affordability into perspective. I've got some pretty powerful data here that I want to share with you, and I've got to fly over this stuff, my friends, because I don't have all afternoon. However, just as a recap, last segment, we were talking about the median sales price for January in our entire MLS, up 25%, now with a number of just over 400,000. For our friends in Flathead County, that's 525 median sale price. Kalispell, 438,400, and whitefish, 656,000. 500 median sales price. That means that's the absolute middle of all sales price transactions. What does that mean though? Okay, get this. Would this surprise you? Maybe not. The new listings, the number of new listings that came to surface year over year over year, so 2020 being somewhat of the last normal year, especially in January, in our entire MLS, our new listings are down nearly 8% year over year. In Flathead County, and I'm comparing this from 2020, from now, 2022, to this time in 2020. I'm just negating 2021 right now because that was a year of, let's just call, rapid acceleration and confusion. So I'm comparing us to the last normal month, the last normal year. So comparing us to 2020, we're down 8% in the MLS. We're down 2% in Flathead County. We're down nearly 6% in Kalispell. And we're up 11% in Whitefish. So somehow our friends in Whitefish found more inventory than we had in 2020, which is really impressive. Let me break this down for you a little further. The closed sales. This is going to shock, I think, this shocked me. This is going to shock quite a few of us. Let's compare this. Let me share with what I'm talking about. I'm going back to 2020, January, still somewhat of a normal month. And I'm comparing our metrics now to then. And with regards to closed sales activity now versus then in the entire MLS, we've closed nearly 14% more. So our inventory is down, yet we're selling more. Wait a minute. Let me share across the rest of the graph here. Flathead County up almost 20%. Kalispell up even more than Flathead County by 0.1, and Whitefish up 38.1%. How in the world are we selling more with less inventory? Here's why. Because in 2020, we had a number of homes hit the market that didn't sell. In 2021, we had a number of homes, more of them, hit the market that did sell. And in 2022, that trend continued where more homes hit the market and we sold more of them. So the amount of homes that hit the market that fall out, that don't successfully sell, has shrunk dramatically. In fact, it was reported by NAR that the number of homes that sell without a realtor year over year has dramatically decreased to now just over 7% of all homes sell without a realtor, meaning 93% of homes sell with a professional. That's because the market's crazy out there, and you need a professional when the market's crazy out there, right? Okay, let's put this into perspective, though, and this is where the table is going to turn just a little bit. I'm going to have to glaze over this really fast. If you were to look at the average price of a car in 2021, that number would be just over $46,000. Wow. Wow. If you were to go back to 1989, the average price of that same car, $15,350. It seems like holy inflation, right? Well, if you were to adjust the 1989 price for inflation, which is really just a trend line, that number should be $35,636, meaning the consumer is willing to pay 30% more for a car today than they were in 1989, all right? I mean, if things are consumer-driven, hello, friends, you have the control. Gas, in 2021, the average sale price, $351, actually. And in 1989, that average sale price of a gallon of gas was 97 cents. Remember those days, Matt? Goodness. However, if you were to adjust for inflation, the gallon of gas from 1989 on that trend line, the number should only be 2.25, meaning today's consumer is spending 56% more for a gallon of gas. Check this out. The average cost of a home, nationally speaking, in 2021 was $346,900, just under $350. Okay. Meanwhile, the mortgage for that home on average, $1,455. In 1989, the average price of a home was $94,000 and the mortgage to carry that home was $825. If you were to adjust that home for inflation in 1989, following the inflation trend line, that number should actually be only $218,232, meaning today's consumer is willing to spend 58.96% more for their home. However, here's the mic drop moment. Here's where pull over if you're driving. Ready for this? If you were to adjust the same mortgage for that same home in 1989 for inflation, that mortgage would be $1,915, meaning 24% more than what it is today. Meaning today's consumer is spending 24.02% less for their home with a mortgage than they were in 1989. And with our wages now 13.8% higher than they were in 1985, you're doing it with more money. 1989, I'm sorry. Meaning the affordability of housing, yes, ready, is better than ever before. Holy smokes. Did you just go there, Justin? I did. What are your thoughts on that? And this is, friends, where I want this to become very interactive because I know I just threw a whole textbook at you in about 12 minutes and I understand that that's not fair. However, I want to hear from you. KJJR.com or Facebook, The Flathead Home Show. Take a look at us. Comment to this show. And if you want more clarity, I'm happy to bring it to you and I'm happy to bring more guests to that. Matt, was that wild? Yeah. Crazy. However, really, crazy becomes clear when we really start to break it down. Housing affordability at an all-time high. Wow. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and in this case, inspiration. Be well, be safe, have fun out there. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead, welcome home.